All right. This is the beginning of Perek of Dalet. This Ramban. Ramban has a lot to say on the pasuk of Avram Zakim Baba Yom Hashem Berech Avram Makoil. Ramban has a lot to say, but much of it we're not allowed to really learn. So, as we go through it, we'll try to be careful and not overstep any bounds. But the beginning is definitely very, very much accessible and meant for us. The Ramban begins, Avram Zakim Baba Yomim. The Ramban is bothered by the kasha. Why does the pasuk mention? This is the beginning of the very long parak. It's the 67 psukim in Parak of Dalet. Tells the story of Eliezer going to Haran to find the wife of Yitzchak. And it ends with Vavia Yitzchak Ayala, Sarah Imai. That's the final pasuk. It begins with Avram Zakim Baba Yomim. The kasha bothering the Ramban is that it already said in last week's parasha that Avram was old. It says Avram v'Sarah were both ba'im bayomim in last week's parasha. So this pasuk is a repetition. Why did it have to say that he's ba'im bayomim? So the Ramban has two mahalkim. First, he says, I guess before he brings the medrash, so it sounds like this is what he feels is al derech hapshat, that even though it was already said, but the Torah will say it again because it's relevant to the following story. Meaning, what's about to happen here is that Avram is going to send Eliezer to Haran. He's going to be mashbia Eliezer to make sure that he doesn't take a wife from Canaan. So in order to understand the following events, you need to know that Avram was old. He was afraid of dying, and therefore he was in a hurry to get a wife for Yitzchak. Therefore, he realized that he might not be alive to see the project through to the end, so he had to impose this shvua on Eliezer. So the events of this story that we're about to tell are relevant to the fact that he was old. So there's some man saying al derech hapshat that you don't need a tzvichasa and a chanami. The Torah already said it. We know it already. But it's the manner of storytelling that a fact that's relevant for the following story will be mentioned. Well, to remind the audience, when the story begins, the Torah will repeat something that was already said earlier. That's what the Ramban feels al derech hapshat is enough of an explanation for why the Torah begins with repeating that Avram was old. Then he brings down the Bereishis Rabbah, Amru. Apparently, the Medrash is more makbid on the Torah not being repetitive, that there shouldn't be a pasuk that has no chiddush, it's just there because it's a storytelling technique. So in the Medrash it says, Kan zikna sheyesh bo lachluchas, ulahalon zikna she'in bo lachluchas. That what the Medrash means to say is that there's different levels of old. Avad is old, and there's very old. The lashon of the Medrash, good, you know, we have a young audience here. I wouldn't be able to say over this medrash necessarily in front of an older audience. People would take it personally. But when people get very old, so they appear dry and even shriveled up, like dried out, that's the expression. It's not a nice expression, but that's the lashon that the medrash uses. And it says that sometimes, you know, there's old, but there's still some moisture in the person. And then there's a zikna she'im balach luches. In other words, it means to say there's two different levels of old. So, yeah, in Parshas Vayera, the Torah already said that Avram was an old man, but he wasn't so old. Over here, it means to say that he was very old. Zok the Ramban, that Adkan the Medrash, the Ramban is Maisav Beer. He says that in the other parsha it said, Ba'im Bayamim. Ba'im is a Lashon Hoiveh. It's a present tense. So if coming in days is an expression of old age, so boim bayomim means he was getting old. But ba bayomim is a past tense. Ba could be either way. It could be a present tense, but it could also be a past tense. So ba bayomim means he already got old. So that's the difference, the way the Medrash that talks about the zikna sheyesh b'lachluchas and zikna she'in b'lachluchas, the way it means to be catching it up is that the ba bayomim means to say that it's beyond what we said last week of boim bayomim getting old. Ba bayomim, he was already good and old. Those are the two pshatim and why the parasha begins with this repetition of the fact that Avram was old. Then he comes to Berechat Avram Bakoil. You see in the bold, about 10 lines down, Berechat Avram Bakoil, that's the second half of the pasuk. Avram Zakim Baba Yomim, Hashem Berechat Avram Bakoil. Hashem blessed Avram with everything. So he begins with the Pshutish Mikra, which incidentally, although he doesn't quote it by name, but this is really a quote from Ibn Ezra. This is Ibn Ezra's Pshat. Ba'ishur nechasim v'kavayid v'ayrech yamim ubanim v'zayis kolchem nasa adam. When it says Hashem blessed him with everything, it means simply Kipshuta, that he was a very blessed man, what you would call an old man who really has had all of his goals in life met. So you would call him a blessed man. So Avram was wealthy and honored, had long life, had children. What more could a person ask for? So that's the Pshana Shemer Avram Bakoyel. It's the Lashon of Ibn Ezra. It's interesting, we'll see soon, it's interesting that the Ramban begins by quoting the Ibn Ezra here in this piece. Then he says, the Hizkir Kasav Zel Loimar, Ki Ha Yisholim Bakoy Lechasa Dabar, Zulasi Sheyir Abanum Lebnoi, Sheyinchum Alasu Kvaydu Lechain Hesabal Azem. This is a good preamble to the events that follow, because a person who has all the blessings that one could possibly ask for, but has no grandchildren, he has the son, his long-awaited son, but the son isn't married and doesn't have grandchildren. So a person at that age, he's thinking of posterity, he's thinking of the legacy, he's thinking of continuity. So what would he be on his mind now? Finding a shidduch for Yitzchak. So this is the natural introduction to the pasuk. Hashem berachas Avram b'koil, and therefore we understand why he was now pursuing a shidduch for Yitzchak. But ula rabbi. So that's the pshut yishal mikra. There's nothing shver in the pasuk. The pasuk says that he was blessed with all kinds of blessings that a person would desire. And the Pasuk says it here because that explains naturally why his thoughts were now turned to finding a wife for Yitzhak. Nevertheless, Ulrabi Seinu Bazeh Inyan Nifla. Chazal have an extraordinary piece on this. And he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, very well-known Gemara. It's a Gemara that I think is probably the subject of more jokes than most Gemaras. The Gemara tells that there's a three-way machlaikis tanoim about how to tie up this pasuk, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoyel. Rav Meir says that when it says Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoyel, it means that he did not have a daughter. So one half of the shul usually, you know, gets a geschmack out of that. So that part. Then Rav Yehuda says, no, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoyel means that he did have a daughter. So, you know, this interesting, mahalchem, and I remember hearing people say that their mayor had little girls and Rabbi Yehuda had big girls, or the other way around, whatever, you know. It's obviously not the real pshat, but it's a geshmak of Gemara, the one that people like to schmooze about and philosophize about. But that's just the first two sheets. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoyel. The mayor says it means he had no daughter. Rabbi Yehuda says it means he did have a daughter. And then the Braisa concludes, Achirim Amru. Achirim Amru.
I thought Achim Zabi Meir.
It's a good hara. And the Ramban does not address it in this piece. We're going to leave it out. I don't know what to say. It's a good hara. It could talk a be that, but you know, maybe we'll come back to it at the end of the piece. We'll see that according to the Ramban, he's really not arguing with the mayor. But okay, we'll see about that still. The mayor said shalai ha'isalai bas. Rabbi Yehuda said bas ha'isalai, and then the achirim say Bas Haisalai Ubakoil Shema. He had a daughter, and the daughter's name was Bakoil. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoil, that he had a Bakoil. He had a little girl named Bakoil. That's the taitch of the words of the Braita. Three Tanayim, each one says something surprising, even funny. What do you make of it? So the Ramban says stuff. He says the first two we could explain pretty much Kipshutai. Rabbi Yehuda is easy. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if it says Hashem blessed him with everything, so we were saying before that he had basically all a man could want, but not really. He had Aisha V'kava and Nechasim and Zikna and Banim. Yeah, that's all that, but most people want Banis also, right? A man and a bas. And he didn't have a daughter, so we can't really say he was fully blessed. Right, Ms. Shem, you'll all see that you're gonna want to have daughters in your family, no question about it. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk says Berachas Avram Bakoyel. So we look at Avram's life, we see what was he missing. He was missing a daughter. That must be what the pasuk means. Berachas Avram Bakoyel. Rabbi Yehuda is easy. Rabbi Meir is the one that needs a little bit more explanation. Rabbi Meir says that's also not shver. If we consider Avram's position, he found God. He, you know, created, discovered, you know, monotheism, and was interested in spreading that religion, but he was the only one. He was living in a society, in a world where everybody else was Eved Avodah Zarah. So who's he going to do a shidduch with? So Bishlam, a son, can be very careful, take his daughter-in-law from the right family, but the daughter-in-law will come and live in his house. He says the husband is reshus, right? The woman is reshus bala aleha. So Yitzchak could take Rivka to live by them in the Avinu household, and that family will be a Yiddish family. Hold on one second. But if he's going to have a daughter, so he's not going to want to marry her off to a Kanani, right? The Kananim are Arurim. He's going to have to send her away to Haran. Haran, they're all over the Avodah Zarah, and reshus bala aleha, she's going to live in Haran. So he's going to have a daughter who's married to an Eved Avodah Zarah. He's going to have grandchildren who are Eved Avodah Zarah. So in that being the case, Avram would rather not have a daughter than have a daughter and have her live like that. So that's where Meir's Taishan Hashem Yitzhak Avraham Bakayel.
So you could say that, saying that he was blessed and everything, meaning that he didn't have a daughter instead of a son. Not that he didn't have a daughter. You could still say he had a daughter, just not that the daughter was replacing the son.
When we replace it.
Meaning that he didn't have a daughter instead of a son. Meaning he had a son and he had
and also a daughter?
And also a daughter. He didn't have a daughter but not a son.
I hear, but the Ramban does not learn that way. The Ramban's saying that means he didn't have a daughter, because had he had a daughter, it would have created so much Shagmas Nefesh for him, because he would have had to marry her off to an Eved Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the bracha was he didn't have a daughter. That's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and each of those are pretty easy. Okay, then you see where it says, I underline the word Uba'u. Uba'u Acherim. Here we come to the hard part of the Braisa. Uba'u Acherim is Kiru Shem Habas. The Acherim came along and they mentioned the name of the... And they said, that which Rabbi Yehuda said, he had a daughter. The daughter's name was Bakoil. That's the simple reading of the Braisa. And the Ramban says very emphatically that no one should read a piece of Gemara. And this is a Yisoidistic Ramban, even though, again, there's a lot in the Ramban that we're not going to learn, that we're not allowed to learn. But this next one is so Yisoidistic because we come to Agaritas, and sometimes the Agaritas say things that seem, really, you know, that seem outlandish. There are some, you've all learned enough Gemaras that you've come across some Gemaras in Agaritas sections that say things that seem outlandish. And the Ramban over here teaches us that to take those Gemaras and say, well, if that's what the Gemara says, then, you know, even though it may seem outlandish, but that's what Chazal say. That's the Torah's position. It's an Avera to do that. You're not allowed to take a Gemara kipshutai if the pshutai is saying something outlandish. The Ramban says, "Ube'emes she'ina kavona la'achirma ha'machalikas lahem em Rabbi Yehuda la'idiyo yitzon Hashem abas l'zitzvah bad." Surely what the achirma are coming for is not to tell us the little girl's name. V'chalila lahem. It's a very strong lashon. She'yitziyu b'rchasei shel Avraham she'higedoylu klolis le'inin zeh. You read this pasuk, it seems like the pasuk means to be saying something fundamental, Hashem Merichat Avraham Makoil, and they make it out to something which sounds, frankly, like a joke. It taka sounds like a joke. People laugh at that Gemara. So to take that Gemara literally, chalila, to believe that Chazal will be saying such a pshat in the pasuk. So to take the Gemara kipshuta and say that's what the Echerim are coming for. He writes on that chalila. The Ramban is joining the Rambam and others that tell us about learning Agarata. The Rambam writes, and it's like Domit Chelek, that there are people that learn Agarata by saying that if Chazal says something, it must be true. There are other people that learn Agarata by saying that if I read something and it sounds like nonsense, it must be nonsense. And Zuck the Rambam, and both of those two kitais are equally wrong, equally bad. I mean, the second one we recognize as being not from. They say that the Gemara is nonsense, Chas v'Shalom. Avada, that's not from. But the Rambam says, but the first cat, they think that they're really being Mechabit Chazal, and the, you know, everything that the Torah says is Torah's MS, but they're just as bad as the second cat. They're just as not from as the second cat, because they make the Torah into a laughing stock. And therefore, the Rambam says that the correct cat, and then he writes that you can't really call it a kat because it's far, it's hard to find almost anybody in the world that belongs to this kat. So it's hard to call it a kat, the Rambam says. But the Yechidim that get it right recognize that the Agarati Gemara is often have to be explained as a metaphor, as some kind of a riddle, of a secret, of a way of expressing something in a hidden way, some deep idea through language that refers to mundane things, but we have to understand that they mean something deeper. That's what the Rambam writes over there in Tanya with the Chelak. So this Ramban is Chalila. Chalila Lahem, he's saying that to take a Gemara and learn it Kipshuta, you don't think that the, you know, if you don't know a deep shot, so you could play it safe on just learning Kipshuta. That's not playing it safe. You could be over a Chalila by learning the Gemara Kipshuta. Okay. So that now, by the way, this Chalila is directed against him. I said that it's significant that he began the piece by bringing down the Ibn Ezra's pshat on the Pasuk. Nicely, respectfully, he liked that pshat, right? That the Hashem Rechazam HaBakol means that Avram was a very blessed old man. That was Ibn Ezra's pshat. But then the Ibn Ezra says, the Ibn Ezra, he actually, you know, it's funny that over here the Ramban gets so upset at him because he doesn't really say much. He just says that those that learn that Bakoil is the girl's name, alluding to this Achirim in the Brisa, that Ibn Ezra says, those that learn that Bakoil is the girl's name, they're missing a base. Because then it should have said, Hashem Berech Avram Babakoil. So that's what the Ibn Ezra says. I don't know, maybe the Ramban took it as being sarcastic, like he meant to be making fun. I'm not sure. But if you just skip all the way to the end of the paragraph, you can see I underlined V'ilu in the last two lines. V'ilu, okay, after the whole part that we just skipped, we'll go back a little bit. But the Ramban is going to go into some detail in explaining what the Achira mean. And then he writes at the very end, V'ilu yoda zeh ha-mishadir b'saydeisav te'elam nesefasav mihalig al divir abiseinu ul'chein kasavti zeh liskar pi ha-devim al tzadikim asak. Not going to translate. The Ramban is writing very, very harshly against Ibn Ezra, and he says that I wrote all this to put him in his place because he was so upset that Ibn Ezra had this expression which seemed to, at least in the Ramban's eyes, poke fun a little bit at this line of Gemara, because the Gemara sounds like it's saying a funny thing, and Ibn Ezra seems to take it literally, and the Ramban is very upset with him for that. Okay, so what's really going on in this Gemara? Achirim oimrim bas haisalai ubakol shema. So he writes, aval achirim chidshu bepirush akosav hazeh inyun omuk ma'oid v'darshu bezeh soid misoidis ha-teira. The Achirim say that really what's going on over here is something very deep and very secret. It's a Seyd Miseyde Sateira. So first, a drop of background before we go anywhere. The Ramban wears many hats, right? We're familiar with him maybe firstly from his Kedushim Alashas, where he's a Lamdin. Ramban is a Paisek. We've been learning Ramban al Atayra, he's in Mefarish. The Ramban was also what we call nowadays in Mekubal. He was Isaac very much in Sisrei Teira. The Ramban, though, was just a little bit before that became very nispashit, very widespread in Sfarad. In the times of the Ramban, it was still Yechidim, the Ramban in his Hakdama, writes how Sisrei Teira, there are a part of the Teira that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, but it was a part that was given over the instructions that it should only be passed to Yechidim. And in each dar, Yechidim, those that have the secrets, should pass them down to those selected Talmidim, Yechidim again. The Ramban learned in a secret yeshiva, there were two Rashi yeshiva, Reb Ezra and Reb Azriel, who were makabel from somebody named Reb Yitzchak Sagi Nahar, who was a mystic, a holy man, and that was completely separate from his Meseira in Nigla. He had a separate Meseira in Nistar, and he learned Nistar. What was historic about the Ramban's Pirush al HaTorah is that it was, and like I said, he was right at the cusp of when things changed. A short time after he was Nifter, the Zohar became, Nisgala became publicized. Until then, it had been very secret, and then it became publicized, and then over the following centuries, it became more and more mainstream for people to learn Kabbalah, to learn Sisrei Torah. The times of the Ramban, in the Ramban's world, it was still for Yechidim, but the Ramban sort of contributed to the change in that he was the first one. I guess I can't say, I don't really know he's mamish the first one, but the first one at least that I'm aware of, probably the first one among classic Svarim that are very widely used, that integrated Sisrei Torah together with Nigla and included Sisrei Torah in a sefer that was targeted to the Hamoinah. So the Ramban, he took his Sisrei Torah, which he learned separately, he learned in, you know, in a special chabur, a special yeshiva, and then he wrote a Pirush al HaTorah, which he published, which he meant to, you know, he put out for everyone to read, and he included many, many Sisrei Torah. There are dozens and dozens of places, maybe hundreds of places, in the Pirush Ramban al HaTorah. I don't know how to estimate how many, but it's very, very regularly where he sort of switches tracks and slips into a Sisrei Torah mode. So on the one hand, he maybe contributed towards the Hispashtus in that he included it in a sefer that was intended for the Hamayinam. But the Ramban included instructions at the beginning of the sefer in which he said that not everything in the sefer is for everyone. And he said that there's something here for everyone, but those parts, he said, he has a poem at the end of his Akdamah, Ani Himni Mevi Bevrisna Menes. He says, I'm making a deal with my readers that if you have a Masaira in Sisrei Torah from a Rebbe who's Makabal from Rebbeim reliably, then you could read my Pirushim al Derech HaSoid and you'll understand my Pshat and what I have to add. But if you don't already have a Masaira in this, and you're going to try to, if you're not already initiated, and you're going to try to get your ideas, your exposure to Sisrei Torah through my writings, so he says two things. First of all, I don't let, and second of all, it'll never work. You'll only get wrong, you'll never understand it correctly. I'm very careful, I only write Beremiza. I'm never going to write anything clearly enough to teach you anything if you don't already know the basics. So you'll never get the right pshat, you'll only get wrong pshat, you'll have wrong ideas about the way the Rebbeinu Shlomim works. And I don't allow it. So the Ramban writes that in his... So on the one hand, he included Sisrei Torah in his Pirush. On the other hand, he said that, but you're not allowed to read it unless you have a Masaira. I don't know about anybody else here. I do not. So such pieces are considered off limits. Meaning that we don't... So here he says that the Acherim were coming to teach us some Soid Misoidis HaTorah, but we're not going to try to understand what the Ramban means by this Soid Misoidis HaTorah. Nevertheless, we're going to read through at least part of it, because there are some things that he says that even without, I think there's a certain, let's say, at least outline that we could get, which then, putting aside the Ramban, I don't have any idea what the Ramban means, but some things that he says that could take us in a direction based on some other mafarshim, as you'll see. There is something I think that could be gotten without crossing any, you know, he writes over there, b'muflim b'mukhal tidraish, you know, you should stay away from that which is out of bounds for you. But I think without going out of bounds, that we could get something of value from reading or skimming at least a little bit of what he's going to say. So v'amru. That the word b'koil tirmoiz al inyan gadol. V'hu sheish l'kadosh baruch hu midah Tikare koil mipnei. Why is it called this? Midah koil koil. Shehi yisoid hakoil. Uba ne'amar, about this it's written. Anoichi Hashem oisa koil. Vehusha ne'amar. Is another pasuk of Yisrael eretz bakoil hu. Yemar ki Yisrael eretz v'teva agdeila shefei al kol bayi olam is bavur ki bakoil hu, because it's through bakoil. Then he says v'hi amida hashminis miyud gimel midos umida acheret. Okay. Fine. And then he says, so there's this midah that he's talking about called the midah of Bakoil. Umidah cheres tikare bas netzelis, man. And then there's a midah which is derived from that midah which is called bas. Uba, and with that midah, who manig is Hakoil? Hashem is manig, the midah of Hakoil. Vihi beis dinei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nirmaz b'milas v'Hashem b'chol makom. There's a right, Rashi in a number of places, right? The Hashem is Hashem, who beis dinei, quoting Chazal, quoting Midrashim. That's associated, connected with this. V'hi shenikreis kala b'sefer shir ha-shirim. That's the references to kala in shir ha-shirim. V'avur shehi kalula min ha-koil. The word kala is connected to Kail Kalula. Behu Shachacham Mechanim Shema Knesset Israel Chazal Kol Knesiyom B'Mekayim Israel B'Men Place B'Avurshi Knusas HaKail. Okay, so the Ramban talks in obviously very, very cryptic language. He makes some associations, a little bit of explanation. I don't know what any of it means. Okay, but he's describing some midah, some deep midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hamidah hazoi soitel Avram kibas. The pasuk, the achirim in the Brisa are saying, bas haisel yishma bakoil means that if you know what bakoil means, right, that which was explained in the last paragraph of the Ramban, if you know what bakoil means, then you should know that that bakoil became as a daughter for Avram Avinu. Kihu ish achesed yisnaig v'zoi, ulchein amur achirim ki ina bracha zoi shin... So ulchein amur achirim, so therefore, now the Ramban says, coming back to Pshat and the Gemara, that came along the Achirim at the end of the Braisa, and they said, it doesn't mean a literal daughter at all. It doesn't mean that he did have a daughter, it doesn't mean that he didn't have a daughter. Rather, it refers to this Kabbalistic idea. Is another association that we have some shaykhs to, right? When Tupsikim later, he's Mashbi Eliezer and Hashem Alekeya Shemayim Alekeya Aretz. What it means, Alekeya Shemayim Alekeya Aretz, is that he's Alekeya Aretz in the sense they had Oishir and Nechasim and Kaveh, like we said before. And he also Alekeya Shemayim in the sense that Bakoil was as a bas for Avram Avinu. That's his pshat in that pasuk. Okay, so we don't know what this means. I don't know, but a couple of hours. First of all, Klape Meir's ha'ara before that Achirim and Remeir are supposed to be the same person, so they shouldn't be arguing. Lefizeh, they're not. Lefizeh, Remeir said he didn't have a daughter, and the Achirim also are saying that he didn't have a daughter. There's no real daughter. The reference to a daughter means some other idea. So maybe that at least alleviates the problem from your ha'ara. But I would also say that what I see over here is that this Indian of Bakoil is something big. Again, I'm not going to try to even think about what it means, but it's something big in the cosmic sense and in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world, and that this midah was made into a bas to Avram Avinu. And the Ramban doesn't tell us what that means, so I'm not going to I know what the Ramban means when he says that. But we're now going to read the following medrash, and then the Ramban brings, and maybe other people can shed some light, and whether the Ramban means this or not, I don't know. But listen to this. V'inyan hazeh nimtzal b'sein ramuz b'hagadah b'mekamis rabim. He says, you'll find many midrashim, that's the rest of this long column, we're going to do the first medrash that he brings, though, is a really fascinating one. I'm going to read this medrash inside. And then we'll talk about it a little bit. Kenyan Shama Medrash Chazisa, which is what we call Shira Shirin Rabbah. Shal Rab Shimon Bar Yechai as a beloved Rab Yaisi. Rab Shimon Bar Yechai, it's a very interesting medrash, just in the story that it tells. Rab Shimon Bar Yechai, whom, right, we think of as being the master of Sisrei Torah, right? He's the Mechaber of the Zohar. He asked Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaisi, the son of the Tanna Rabbi Yaisi, "Efshu shamata me'avicha mahu ba'atarash itchulai imai." There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, "Ba'atarash itchulai imai," the crown that his mother put upon his head. Surely it means something deeper than that—a crown on his head. His mother. Maybe your father, Rabbi Yaisi, told you what it means. Amar lei hein. Yeah. Amar lei heich. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, "What's the pshat?" Amar lei. So Rabbi Elazar Yaisi said over the name of Rabbi Yaisi, his father, the following. Imagine you have a king who had a single daughter, he had an only daughter, and he loved her tremendously. He called her my daughter. He loved her so much that eventually he came to call her my sister. And he loved her so much that eventually he was calling her my mother. So kach so too b'tchil l'chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'karan biti. that the Kadosh Baruch Hu first called Bnei Yisrael my daughter, he brings the pasuk to Tehillim, Leizaz Mechav and Ashikar and Achaisai, a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Leizaz Mechav and Ashikar and Imi, and he brings the pasuk in Yeshaya. Over there it says Le'umi, but you read it as Le'imi. Okay. Amr Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, V'nashkei El Roshai, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai got up, he kissed him on his head, Amr Lai, Imu Lai Basi, El Shmei Zeh HaDavar B'Picha, died. Then if I heard nothing else except for this, it would be enough. There was something really fantastic in this medrash that Rav Yitzchak told up to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Ramban is saying that this medrash is an illustration of the idea that he was explaining before. Now, I don't know what the Ramban was explaining before, but there's a very, very interesting Kliyakar in Parashas Yisrael who brings down this medrash. And he says, he has a very geshmak akasha. He says that the simple reading of the medrash sounds like a daughter is a girl that you love a little bit, and a sister you love even more, and a mother you love even more. And frek the kliyakar, I don't know anybody that would agree with that statement. It's just not true in Metzius. We could all, you know, we should all have a lot of love for all of our relatives, but the normal teva hadvarim is that people love their children more than they love their parents. And their siblings, I don't know if it's in between or what, but I don't know. But certainly the love, but derech hateva, the love, for all of you, what that means is that the love, you could assume that the love that your parents have for you is probably greater than the love that you have for them. That's the normal teva hadvarim. So this medrash, what does it mean? The mashal, the king had a daughter. He loved her so much that eventually he called her my mother. So look at the Kliyakar, that while maybe in order of love, we would rank daughter, then sister, then mother, but there is something else in which, another area in which we would rank mother, then sister, and then daughter, and that is power or authority. Who's the boss in a household? In a household, the parents are in charge and the children are subservient to them. So, and what about siblings? Siblings are peers. They're on the same level. So when the Medrash says that the king had a daughter and he loved her so much, what it means, what it means is that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayre, we're the Nivra, right? He has all the power, we have none. But it's a measure of the chavivus, of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that he cedes some of the power that he has, some of the authority that he has over his Bria, and he confers it upon Klal Yisrael. And the Kliyakar cites as a dugma of this, the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about how when we say V'shomen Yisrael, when we say, I'm sorry, V'chu, Rishmai Meretz Chol Tzvam, we're Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis HaBereishis. There are other places also, the Gemara says that someone that's Yoshev Dundin Emes LaMitoi is Nasa Shutuf Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis HaBereishis. So this idea of man becoming a Shutuf Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis HaBereishis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us in, gives us some power in the Shlita over the world. And then Leizaz Mechabav on Ad Shekaran Imi means, okay, then let's go back to the Achaisi to maybe expand that a little bit. The Nefesh HaChayim talks Barichos about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by what the Mekubalim call Tzimtzum, by being Mitzamtzim himself, gave room for man to be, and then the Pesukim say in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man B'tzalmai, so the Tzelem Elikim, the Nefesh HaChayim says, is that man has koyach over the bria, that the shlemus of the bria, the functioning of the bria, how what kind of condition the bria is in as a whole, is the result of the maisim of Bnei Adam, of Bnei Yisrael in particular, that when we keep the mitzvot of the Torah, then the world is al tikunai, calls it it's bina ba'olamos and the olamos al yainim. And when Chas Shalom we do Averis, it's Machriv the Olam, Olam Yisrael Yoinim. It means that the connection between the worlds is not Petikunai. Again, what that means exactly is also Kabbalistic in Yonim. But it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, but he gave some of the power over how well that world is going to work into our hands. That's this midah of achaisi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us like a equal, a shava b'shava with him, in that he's b'tzalem, he has his tzalem, in that he has shlita over the world, and he created us b'tzalem, he gave us also shlita over his world. And then lezod mechabav an achakaran biti achakaran imi means that he, in some instances, even gave us authority over him. The Kliyaka says that's what we find in the Gemara, when the Gemara tells the story of Choni HaMa'agel, that Tzadik Gezer V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That's the...
Hanukkah Noi.
Right, okay, over there. That's maybe a special case. That's in Torah. Maybe that's its own din. Torah Lev HaShemayim Hi. But... Right, okay, they're also, that's... You're right, I agree with you. Those are all good examples of this. But the case of Choni HaMa'agel is not legabe halacha, Torah, but legabe the rain falling. And basically what Hashem says is that I wanted it to be a drought, but Choni HaMa'agel overruled me. The Zakta Kliyakar, that's the midah that this Medrash Chazisa is calling, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us the parent, and him the child, himself the child, kiviyachal, that he ceded the koyach over the world to the tzaddikim of the world. The Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalid, he talks about this specific. He's coming from the angle of limud haTorah, itzik b'Torah kol itzik b'Torah lishma. But Nefesh HaChayim writes over there that when somebody is on a very, very high level of Eitzek HaTorah, so then he's above all of the koichis of the world. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with certain drachim of Sibu Mesubav, that there are natural laws, even spiritual laws of cause and effect that are supposed to be shalit over people, but if somebody is on a very high madreg of Eitzek HaTorah, so the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner is masberet is that he's connecting on a higher level than all of these causes, all of these sibais, and therefore he's above them. And so he speaks out, bein the koiches of Olam Hazeh, the natural koiches of Olam Hazeh, the sakonais, the dangers, the tribulations of Olam Hazeh, have no shlita over the person that's Eisek B'Torah, and also the koiches of the Olam Yisrael Yainim, because they, even though they're mekusher to Olam Yisrael Yainim, but they never mekusher to Olam quite as high as the one that's Eisek B'Torah, because Torah is on top of the whole Hishtalshalus, because Rav is the Takal Reis Ubar Alma. Okay, obviously this is Kabbalah Kenyanim. I don't really know what it means, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner never said that we're not allowed to learn his Kabbalah. There are months of not allowed to learn his. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that, therefore, he uses the Lashon, Adarabah HaKoyches HaTivyim Mesurim Elav, that the forces of nature are given over to the tzaddik, to the Talmud Chacham, Kasher Yigzer Eimer Aleim, whatever he says upon them, Ulechol Asher Yachpoitz Yatim, he could bend them in whatever direction he wants. Right? What he's saying over here, what you might call Maifsim, right? You hear stories of tzaddikim being Bali Maifes. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that is absolutely built into the Bria, that's the way that the Bria is supposed to work. The Sefer HaIkrim writes that, Sefer HaIkrim has an interesting chiddush. He says, it's such a basic part of our Torah that a tzaddik has shlita over the Olam HaTeva. You know, one of the great mysteries in the Torah is what happened by the Mei Meriva, right? The Bnei Yisrael were asking for water, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, water came, and then all of a sudden he blew it. Hashem said that, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. And it's very unclear in the Pesukim what exactly he did wrong. Quotes from Chazal about how he should have spoken to the rock instead of hitting the rock. That's one pshat. All the Mefarshei HaTorah over there are different pshatim. The Sefer HaIkrim, I think the Sefer HaIkrim, Sefer HaIkrim writes that what he did wrong was that, how does he say it? I think that he asked Hashem what needs to be done, rather than just doing it himself. He could have made water. He could have just made water come on his own. And instead he asked Hashem what he should do, and he failed to show the Bnei Yisrael that a tzaddik is not bound by the laws of nature. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make water come from a rock, that they knew. But he wanted, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to show them that he personally could make water come from a rock. I think that's the Sefer Yochum said something along those lines, that was the flaw of Moshe Rabbeinu by the main Riva. So there's this Yisoid in the Torah that the whole Hanhaga of the world is Nichna, is made bottle to the Tzaddik, and the Kli Yakar says that's the Pshan in that Medrash Chazisa that talks about mother, daughter, sister. When Bnei Yisrael are described as being the mother, what that means is that they have Shlita over the Tzaddikim of Bnei Yisrael at least have Shlita over all the Koiches of the Olam HaTeva. And the Ramban, again, I don't know anything that the Ramban means when he's describing the midah of Bakoil or Koil, but it's something big, that's clear. And then the Ramban says, and it became for Avram Avinu like a daughter. So at least a vague outline, perhaps, I'll be the Kli Yakar, of what the Ramban is describing, is that Hashem Berech Avram Bakoil means that he gave him the Koyach that he is above all the forces of the Olam, of the Olamos, the Olam HaTeva, the Koyches HaRuchniyim, and he gave him Shlita over all of the Koyches in the world, because he's a Tzaddik, and that's the role of a Tzaddik in the world. Maybe that's what the Ramban, again, I can't, the Kli Yakar is for sure saying it, the Nefesh HaChaim is for sure saying it, the Kli Yakar says it with some of the same Akarius as this Ramban, maybe that's what the Ramban means also. I want to end with one interesting ma'isa, not really related, but a little bit related. 2 days ago was the art site of Verblazer Shach. It was this week. What? It was last week? That's today.
Dalit tonight.
Okay. It is the 16th. So, it was Shabbos then. Does that sound right? No. Anyway, okay, it's, I'm not claiming it's a Yahrzeit night. I was just trying to say something about him that it's not necessarily related, but the Lashonis in this Medrash remind me of the story, and I don't know, maybe this was meant also, the Stipler. One time, there was a yeshiva bacher who came to the Stipler. This bacher was in Rav Shach's shir, and he didn't like the shir. You know, not every Rebbe is for every Talmud. Rav Shach was was great for some Talmudim. This bacher didn't like the shir, so he was cutting. He was ditching shir. He was a fine bacher. He wasn't he wasn't watching Netflix in the dorm. He was just sitting and learning instead of going to shir. And the stipler asked him, why aren't you going to shir? And he said, I don't like the shir. It doesn't speak to me. I don't understand anything that he's saying. So he told him, the way that I heard it was, I heard it in Yiddish, I'll translate it into English, that you have to go to shir just to sit and watch Rav Lezer Shach learning Torah, because his avas haTorah is so great that the Torah is his daughter, the Torah is his sister, the Torah is his mother. Now, the way I heard it was also that he said the Torah is his wife. I don't know how carefully it was said over to me, but that was a lashon. So Lamaisa, this reading this medrash over here reminds me of that, and I wonder if what he meant to say also was not just that there's an avas haTorah. But he meant that, like Rav Chaim Volozhin, who talks about how somebody who's always giving Torah Lishma is zeichet to these madrakes, like the Kli Yakar describes, and maybe he meant to be saying it's kedai to be by a yid like that because he's taka zeichet to those madrakes. Okay.